Okay, now if you got two horses and each one has a single tree, what do you call the thing that both of the single trees are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
I didn't have much experience with that.
No experience in that, mostly the plow.
No, it wasn't the plows. It kept them No, it wasn't that.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the things that the wheels of the wagon fit onto? Like you got, they run across under the wagon, you got a wheel on one side, a wheel on the other. What do you call that?
Axle.
Okay. What would you say somebody is doing when he is filling up his wagon at a wood lot and taking it to the house and unloading it and filling it up again? Like he's just taking wood from the yard to the house, the yard to the house. You'd say he is
hauling wood.
Okay. You mentioned plowing a while ago, and you said that sometimes you would plow the wagon. That's when you had, not plow the wagon, plow. What would you plow?
Well, it was a plow stock, and they have a plow down on it. And they put the mule to that. That's the way that they worked their crops, for the mule. Mm-hmm. They didn't have tractors then.
Okay. After they had taken the mule and pulled the plow across, sometimes it might leave the earth just a little bit lumpier than they might want. Is there any kind of thing that they can go along after the plow with that chops the earth up finer? That would make it,
If you're already working this stuff that has come up, you can't.
But
if it's in rows.
But have you ever heard of something that you can use after the plow?
Well, if you break up a big piece of ground,
mm-hmm,
and it's kind of lumpy or something, you can take a drag harrow and go over it and then smooth it.
Okay. What would you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths?
A wood block. Wood chop block. Chop block.
Which one of those is it going to be?
Chop block.
A chop block.
Uh-huh.
And that's, is a chop block X-shaped? As well as you can remember.
X-shaped? No.
X-shaped.
Oh, no.
It isn't?
Mm-mm. Chop block's not X-shaped, is it?
How is it shaped?
Chop block's just a big old, big old block of wood, a big, huge one, where they put the wood up on there and chop it. That X-shape you're speaking of is, I don't know what you call that.
Have you seen
it? But you put it in there and you can take a saw and saw it. Lay it up in there where it's X-shaped,
uh-huh,
and take a saw and then saw it in any length that you want it that way. You know, it's easier done that way.
Yeah, but you never heard those X-shaped things called any particular name?
I don't remember what they were called.
Okay.
I remember what you're talking about.
But you don't remember the name?
Mm-mm.
Okay, if your hair was all messed up and you wanted to straighten it out, you might take a comb and also a
brush.
Okay. If you're going to use one of those brushes, you would say, I am about to what my hair?
Brush it. Uh-huh.
Okay. If you were going to sharpen a straight razor on something that's made out of leather, what would you call that thing that you sharpen it with?
Leather strap.
Okay.
Razor strap.
Okay. What do you put in a revolver, a gun, to shoot it?
A bullet. A gun, a pistol, or what do you do?
Well,
a gun, you use shells. A pistol, you don't.
Okay, let's say that you decided you weren't going to put any live ammunition in there. You weren't going to put a bullet or anything. But you instead, you would just be firing blank.
Cartridge.